From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia plans to host a Syrian Peace Congress to press for a diplomatic solution to the nearly seven-year conflict. Turkey and Iran have pledged to take part. Leaders of the three countries met at the Black Sea resort of Sochi Wednesday, 2 days after President Vladimir Putin hosted Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Putin said Syrians will determine their own future, but acknowledge reform and compromise will not be easy. A date for the meeting has not yet been set, but University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Edelman said the U.S. is not involved.
Unfortunately, we haven't really been committed in all of this, and the sad thing is 450,000 people, civilians, have been killed, and 25% of the population displaced abroad. I mean, this is serious, and we're not paying much attention to it right now.
The next round of U.N.-sponsored Geneva peace talks is scheduled to get underway November 28. In Saudi Arabia, members of the Syrian opposition reportedly will demand Mr. Assad's ouster in any post-war transition. Ousted Zimbabwe Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is back in the country and preparing to be sworn in Friday as president following Tuesday's resignation of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. He addressed thousands of supporters, saying the people have spoken. That's why Mr. Mugabe had to step down.
The voice of the people is the voice of God. Today, we are witnessing the beginning of a new and unfolding democracy for our country.
Mnangagwa's dismissal 2 weeks ago triggered a military takeover leading to Mr. Mugabe's resignation. He says he wants to grow the economy and said the key thing people want are jobs. This is VOA News. 22 years after the worst post-war European atrocity, the UN Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal ruled Wednesday that former Bosnian Serb commander Ratko Mladic was guilty of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The charges stem from the massacre of thousands of Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica in 1995 and the siege of Sarajevo. He was sentenced to life in prison. Serb officials, including Prime Minister Ana Brnabic, said it's time to look forward.
When I said that we need to look to the future, I also need to add that our hearts are with all the victims, and all the victims on all sides.
Mladic said he plans to appeal the conviction. UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein praised the court's ruling as a momentous victory for justice. The Argentine Navy is asking an international search and rescue effort to return to an area of the South Atlantic previously scoured to investigate a sound detected from near the last known position of a missing submarine that disappeared a week ago with 44 crew members. It's being called a hydroacoustic anomaly. There's also growing concern about the oxygen supply aboard the ARA San Juan. The U.S. Wednesday called the security operation in Myanmar, known as Burma, targeting the Muslim Rohingya ethnic minority, cleansing, and threatened to target sanctions. Toronto-based rights and democracy activist Vijay Sapani said it's about time for the U.S. to speak out.
The Rohingya population has been facing major persecution in the hands of the military, and it is time that a deep action is taken from the West. The U.S. needs to step in and curtail the actions of the junta. The military needs to be curtailed, and the time is high now.
Meanwhile, the Vatican has announced Pope Francis will meet with the Rohingya refugee community in Bangladesh next week, as well as with security and political officials in Myanmar. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri Wednesday put off a threat to resign at the request of President Michel Aoun, deferring a crisis brought on by his sudden announcement to step down over growing Hezbollah involvement in regional conflicts. He returned from Saudi Arabia amid Independence Day celebrations. Hassan Misto is a Hariri supporter.
He brings unity to people. He brings unity to people, Christians and Muslims. He is a good person and he will make Lebanon better.
Mr. Hariri said he hoped his decision to postpone his departure will lead to a responsible dialogue. Police in Papua New Guinea have moved in on a shuttered Australian-run detention camp, ordering hundreds of asylum seekers out. The refugees had barricaded themselves in the Manus Island Center for more than 3 weeks. Wednesday, events marking the 100th anniversary of the birth of John F. Kennedy as the 35th U.S. president came to a close in Brookline, Massachusetts, with the laying of a wreath outside his childhood home, including a 21-gun salute by an honor guard. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.